Howdy, y'all. Do you need a quick, nutritious pick-me-up but don't have time for a sit-down meal? Grab some RC Chirpin' Jerk Beef Jerky. Social media is raving about RC Chirpin' Jerk Beef Jerky, which is handcrafted in Austin, Texas, and is available in four delicious flavors guaranteed to make your taste buds happy. Click the link on our website to order your RC Chirpin' Jerk Beef Jerky today.
This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Oh, it's a Monday. Time to take off the gloves and pat each other on the ass. I love you. More bullshit. It just never stops. It makes good talk radio, though. My name is Richie, Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat poop or shit or... Oh, did I offend you? Oh, my God. I don't think so. Don't forget, Sky Pilot Radio, the classics from the 60s through the 80s. Took last week off. I had a lot of work to do on Renegade Talk Radio as it grows and grows and grows.
I see you with the shoulder, treat you right. Give me just a minute of your time tonight. We both are here to have fun, so let it whip.
Well, let it whip, baby. You're going to whip a lot of people, and we're going to be whipping you because I don't like you. That's right. Oh, by the way, Renegade had close to 80,000 downloads since January. So keep on listening. We really appreciate it. Of course, Alex Jones, David Knight, myself, the urban scholar, E.G., the toxic wise ass, the terrorist therapist, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis, all right here on the radio station that you listen to. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Tucker Carlson's in the news. Brings back memories about one of our talk show hosts here, Carl Higbee. If you're a listener, you recall that happened a year ago. Carl got, Carl was with us, and then he went to Fox News. Then he went to the White House. That's right. And then the left, the savage left, came after him. And basically ruined his career, but he's growing back, and I really appreciate that. In fact, I'm on TV with Carl every Tuesday and Thursday night. It's been off for a couple weeks because they've been redoing their studios or something. Anyway, so I talked to Tucker back in 2014, and it was just a an easy conversation. He's a nice guy. But to the left, Tucker must be too successful Renegade Nation these days because the left obviously sees him as a threat. And that's why they went after him. So he did some stupid talk show, radio show with Bubba the Love Sponge. How many years ago was that? Who cares? But the left is scared to death of Tucker Carlson. Okay, just like they were of Carl Higbee and myself. And we have been treated like shit. Same with Alex Jones. But we're going to keep on telling you, we need to fight back and slap those psychopaths down. This continues on and on, and Tucker will continue on with Fox and be very successful and educate us as to actually what's going on his great TV talk show. So, what is it with Tucker? He's an entertainer. He's not a politician. He isn't trying to win anybody's vote, and he certainly isn't someone who has ever held himself out as on the moral high ground on free speech. He's an entertainer and a good one at that. And Tucker knows how to get people who agree with him to cheer and quote him to their friends. And conversely, Renegade Nation, he knows how to get the people who disagree with him to jeer and also quote him to their friends. And I say all of this, what's the point of bringing up what he or any other entertainer said over a decade ago on a shock jock radio show named Bubba the Love Sponge? A lot of stuff has been said on this radio station too. It's entertainment. Take it or leave it. If you don't like it, leave. If you like it, cool. No problem. The answer to all of this is simple. There has been a new trend in politics since 2016 for mobs of the left-leaning people on social media to try the end of the careers of people they disagree with. You need to end their careers. You need to stand up and take down these moral idiots, these morons, these psychopaths with some of the garbage that's coming out of their mouths. You need to take them down, Renegade Nation. You need to stick with Tucker Carlson, Carl Higbee, myself, and the staff here at Renegade. You don't need to put up with this garbage from these people, and they are full of garbage. They just try to ruin careers and make fools out of other people. And they're the ones that have the problems. They're the ones that are the psychopaths, which we've been talking about, like that Cortez. That Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's crazy. Well, like I said before, if you want to do that and they pass it, I'm not paying for it, and you should stick with me. We are not going to pay for it. It's not enough to use free speech to argue anymore, Renegade Nation. The goalposts have shifted, and the new concept is to take away the ability for someone to make a living. So Tucker said some things that were not only par for the course for a shock jock radio a decade ago, but also pretty much expected to be heard from the genre. The comments were heard by hundreds of thousands of people then and have been publicly available forever since. They could have been brought up when he was an employee of other networks and not a top political commentator on Fox News, but they weren't. So do you see what I'm trying to say here? They could have went after him a long time ago, and they didn't do it. But when he became powerful, when he got that audience, they don't like it. They're frightened of Tucker. So they're coming after him now, just like they did with Carl Higbee and myself, by the way. So now that he's one of the largest and most successful platforms in the world to share his viewpoint from, these quotes were pulled out in an attempt to get his advertisers to abandon the show, Renegade Nation, or for Fox News to get rid of him and fire his ass. And those who disagree with Tucker wouldn't step up to argue with him on the show about what he said. Rather, they chose to dredge it up something in an attempt to silence him by taking away his ability to make a living. And even if Tucker apologized for what he said, Renegade Nation, it wouldn't make a difference at all to those idiots who are pushing this narrative. They don't actually care about what he said on Shock Jock Radio. They care about what he says on his show every night and the influence he has on American politics as an entertainer. And they won't settle for anything less than his silencing, which will never happen, Renegade Nation. There are actual issues in America that people should care about. It's cheap and lazy for the left to focus on what Tucker said on the Bubba the Love Sponge show in the previous decade instead of what he says every night on his Fox News talk show. So I want you to understand that Tucker is the type of guy that we need, and that's why Fox hired him. He's a great guy, along with Carl Higbee, and of course, I pat myself on the back, Richie. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be continuing this conversation. Stay tuned.
Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes, yes, yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Hey, girls.
Hey, girl.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boy.
Here we go. Now check this out. I want to hear some noise in a place to be tonight. Somebody say ho.
Ho.
Welcome
to Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat shit.
Oh, boy!
All right, we're going to continue this socialism garbage that you've been hearing about. But first off, I want to tell you, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Now, they're going to try to make that happen, but it's not going to happen. Because people are used to having the things the way they want them. But I'll tell you this. This Generation Z, whoever the hell they are, has a more positive view of the world's socialism than previous generations. And along with the millennials, Renegade Nation are more likely to embrace socialistic policies and principles than in past generations, according to a new Harris poll. Now, among these two generations, you listen to this and listen very carefully. Among these two generations, 73.2% believe in taxpayer-funded universal health care. 67.1% of them believe in taxpayer-funded college. And 49.6% would rather live in a socialist country. Well, I'll tell you what they are. They are lazy bastards. Lazy. They want the working Americans to pay for everything. Well, like I said a couple weeks ago, they're going to pay for it, and I'm going to relax, and the rest of you are going to relax. We're going to reverse this whole transaction, Renegade Nation. Yeah, you want to become a socialist country? Well, I'm not paying for nothing, not a goddamn thing. And all of our listeners are not going to pay for a goddamn thing either. Let them go get a goddamn job like everybody else, you lazy bastards. They need to get out there in the workforce and forget about that Alexandria Ocasio, because she's a nutcase. She's a whip job. And the rest of them, that other one, that Muslim bitch, they're all fucking crazy. And they're not going to get what they think they're going to get. They're not going to get anything. And Donald Trump will be reelected in 2020. Believe you me, the American people are fed up with all this nonsense and the stupidity and the crap that comes out of their mouths that doesn't make any sense. Now, if you go to Venezuela, which probably the majority of those morons that I just talked about, they don't even know where Venezuela is because they haven't been educated. They're all stupid and dumb. Dumb as fucking rock. If you asked any of these idiots what the capital of Pennsylvania is, they couldn't even tell you that. They're idiots. And they've been educated downwards. They're supposed to be stupid. So people like those fucking morons like Bernie Sanders and the rest of those shitheads can come in and just manipulate them to ruin this country. Now, the morons, if you went to ask them where Venezuela was, they wouldn't have a fucking clue. So let me explain it to you. The Venezuelans are lining up to buy water and fuel. As the country endures a fourth day, Renegade Nation, of a nationwide blackout that has left already scarce food, rotting in shops, the homes are suffering for lack of water, no cell phone reception, blah, blah, blah. And you want socialism in this country? You want to listen to those retards? That's right. You're a retard. All of those retards. You need to pick up the goddamn phone and call your local congressman and senator and start bitching. That's what you need to do. Not sit there on Facebook and put this stupid crap out that nobody cares about. You pick up the phone and you start complaining. And if you don't get what you want, you vote them out and vote the other idiots out. I don't know how they ever got in there. They're all fucking crazy. They promised them all kind of things so they don't have to go to work and we have to pay for everything. Yeah, you know what? Send them to Venezuela. Let them live there for about a couple months and see how they feel about all of this socialist shit. Oh, good old Jussie Smollett has been indicted on 16 felony counts following his Chicago attack allegations.
Allegedly!
The indictment, 8 counts from what he told the cops who responded to the report of the attack that happened in January, and 8 for what he later told a detective. Of course, he was lying. Comes a little bit more than 2 weeks after the prosecutors announced one felony of the same charge. Really? Wow. So, you know what? I don't know what to believe about this fucking moron. I think he might have been set up to start a racial war in Chicago. Something's really fishy about this whole thing, but we'll find out when they get down to the bottom of it. The Trump administration is drawing up demands that Germany, Japan, and eventually any other country hosting U.S. troops pay the full price, plus 50% or more for the privilege. That's right, they should pay. That might see some nations asked to cough up 5 or 6 times as much as they do now. But you know what, Renegade Nation? We are over there protecting their land, so we need to get paid. And if this plan gets traction, it could prove to be a paradigm shift for the U.S. foreign policy and its relationships around the world. And it risks fanning debates in some countries about whether they even want U.S. troops and creating a vacuum that might give the advantage to the likes of China and Russia. So, you know, Trump's doing the right thing. You want us over there. You want us to protect your babies and your mothers and your fathers and everybody else. You got to pay. Bottom line, that's what has to be done. So on that note, I want you to think, even though I got a little bit excited and a little bit angry, I don't like to see all this fighting and all this crap on Facebook and Twitter, because guess what? You need to get rid of the people that are causing these issues and these problems in this country. The founding fathers, the Constitution, we have to obey that. And this country has done so, so well over the last how many decades? I mean, a long, long time. So Renegade Nation, pass the show around. Tell people to watch Tucker Carlson. Tell people to watch Carl Higbee. Tell people to watch Fox News and get the word out and start taking control. Don't listen to all this crap and go after them. Punch them in the face. Get on and make comments on their stupid blogs and their garbage that they have. Just go after them and put them down because they need to be put down. And on that note, Renegade Nation, you have a great day and I will talk to you tomorrow. My name is Richie, Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat shit.